Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining Astaldi H1 2016 results conference calls. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stinellis, CEO of Astaldi. You have the floor, Mr. Stinellis. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you all. I will start the presentation by presenting the H1 2016 results. Now, first of all, I'd like to make a very brief comment. Now, you know that the choice of the pictures that we use is given quite an importance for us because we want to convey a message. Now, in our presentation, the Bridge of Smith, which was opened to traffic in June last, today it is up and running and working well, and you will see later on the number of vehicles that cross the bridge. So we completed the first stage. The operations have started. We complied with all the parameters that we set in the financial plan, and we're very proud to say that this work have started operating. 23,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day, and this testifies to the fact that the commitment that we took with these large concession projects are now giving the results. Now, the first page of the presentation that you can see. Now, in this case, I decided very briefly to connect to the presentation of the strategy plan. Now, let me remind you that in first half 2016 for the company, it is a very important first half of the year. During the first half, we had the financial and commercial results and industrial results, which are in line with the forecasts of the strategy plan. I'd like to go back to the strategy plan that we presented because for us is a kind of a compass, meaning targets and goals that we have to comply with and meet over the next 5 years. In May, we presented the strategy plan in relates to the period 2016-2019. There, we talked about three main pillars underlying the strategy plan. The first, most important pillar is represented by sustainable growth. The second pillar is the strengthening of our finance, and the third pillar is the operational and organizational discipline. Now, these three pillars, or if you wish, these three elements contribute to the development and the growth of our group and is set for this period very precise goals or targets. Now, the results of the first half of the year are quite satisfactory. They are in line with the goals of the strategy plan. We shall continue working in this direction in the future to meet the other targets, and I shall go through the targets during the presentation. Let me remind you that sustainable growth rested, based itself on three fundamental elements. First of all, we had to refocus our business, meaning focusing on EPC contracts. Now, when we shall be speaking of financial strength later on, this action aimed at kind of decreasing debt. So, refocusing on EPC contracts, refocusing on construction contracts, and a new approach to the concession business. You will remember that we said that Astaldi looks at concessions, if our finance allows this, in a different way with which we have approached concessions in the past. Now, we want to have a smaller share in the special purpose vehicle and have a bigger share in construction. Now, let me remind you the example of the airport of Santiago in Chile. This is the among the first concessions that we approached in this matter, and this will be the new approach to concession and concession business going forward. One of the strong elements is represented, however, by geographical diversification, and we shall be talking about this when we speak about the commercial momentum that we have witnessed over the past 3 months, a very strong commercial momentum which is helping us to refocus our company on the construction business. Now, another fundamental element was that of strengthening our finance, or if you wish, financial strength, decreasing debt, disposing of concession assets, big attention on the management of working capital, and making investments or capex in line with the financial structure of the group. I always repeat this because it is very important for me and for the people who work with me and for the company itself. The strategy plan is the fundamental element. It is the guiding principle that we have to follow going forward. And then, as we said, the third pillar of the strategy plan was the operational discipline. We made a big step forwards in this direction. We have control on our business, also on new areas, and this in the future will allow us to control and manage projects both in terms of timing and in terms of costs and planning. Now, moreover, this being said, speaking about the strategy plan, I would like to remind you that 2016 envisaged the last year of momentum in CAPEX. As you could see, we had to complete the first stage of the motorway in Turkey. We completed the third bridge on the Bosphorus with 340 kilometers of motorway, which will start operating shortly, the next month. And so 2016 was already envisaged to be a very strong year, and I said this also when I presented the strategy plan in May. But we started to refocusing the activities of the group so as to be able to contain, to limit indebtedness starting this year, but this will occur at the end of 2016, at the end of this year. So why did I make this introduction connecting or going back to the strategy plan that you see on page 3? This is the same slide that we use when presenting the strategy plan. Why did I do this? Because the commercial, industrial, and financial activities of this first months of the year are part of this plan. If you go to page 4 of the presentation, you will see the highlights or the most important factors which occurred. As far as sustainable growth is concerned, we have managed to secure more than 2 billion euros in new orders. 1.6, 1.7 billion euros are our EPC contracts, and then we shall get into the details. Moreover, as far as other activities, we financed the two projects in Santiago in Chile, and the airport and the hospital, which are now part of our backlog. Please remember that Astaldi, in a cautious manner, until we close the financing deal, we do not bring the contracts into our backlog. So this means that in the first 6 months of the year, well, what was important was the dynamic. Was the commercial steps that we took in all our areas. And this, considering that we managed to secure a number of works in different areas, well, this helped us also to diversify our geographical actions in different areas. Now, another part of this slide on page 4 and of what has happened is that a number of facts have occurred about some of the criticalities that we mentioned very often. That is Canada on Muskrat Falls project. Now, I told you that within this year, within the summer, we would have had meaningful actions within the negotiation process we had up and running with the customer. In July, we signed, as a matter of fact, achieved a bridge agreement on Muskrat Falls. This is a fundamental, very positive step in helping us close the negotiations about the contract, and the negotiations will be settled by the end of the year. And this bridge agreement, so this further step that we managed to make, well, finally kind of allows us to take stocks of the work that we have done over the past year. We managed to find a new cooperative spirit with the customer. We examined all of the different circumstances and situations, and the agreement envisages a number of fundamental elements, and perhaps we should come back to this later on. Among the most important element is the approval of the baseline, and then the willingness of the customer to finance, to fund the works above the contract value, the initial contract value, until the negotiations will be concluded, and this is very important. Moreover, there are advance payments which are going to be made, which help us to manage the working capital and help us manage the financial exposure. Another fundamental and important element that we dealt with is represented by the assets in Turkey and the completion of a number of projects and the operations of important assets. As I said at the beginning, the bridge on the Izmir Bay has been opened and is in operations. We are completing the motorway for this bridge, and please remember that when I say operations have started means being able to come to an early completion of the bridge, so as we will have a project which is more profitable. So a number of critical issues that we had to deal with in the past are now evolving positively. And so what where our forecasts as far as the strategy plan is concerned, well, these were met. Now, we told you that we had also precise goals as far as being able to strengthen our finances, so to improve our financial strength. Now, when we presented the strategy plan, we were negotiating with the banks the review of the covenants, and we had kept those information confidential during the presentation of the strategy plan. Now, we signed an agreement on covenants with banks, but the most important thing is that covenants haven't been defined for 2016 or for Q1 2017. On the contrary, we reached an agreement for covenants covering, spanning the whole period of the strategy plan from 2016 to 2019, which means great flexibility, great trust on the part of banks to Astaldi, and the capability to work thanks also to this kind of flexibility. Let me add another important element, which came up during the strategy plan. We said that we wanted to dispose of certain assets and that there were some concerns raised about these disposals. We said A4 Holding was the first asset that we wanted to dispose. This has occurred. You know that a number of conditions had to materialize to make the disposal definitive, and that was represented by the CIPE execution order, and the antitrust authority also authorized, or meaning approved of this, and so we shall be able to dispose of A4 Holding at the beginning of September. So these are facts. These are facts which were part of the strategy plan, and these facts can occur. And then we also had some other disposals to make. I will remind you that within the year we wanted to dispose of a number of assets in Italy. I have to say that we worked strong and hard. We have offers now in our hands, and we confirm what we had planned about asset disposals. Now, if you now go to the next page of the presentation, page 5, of course, here I always like to show these big works that we make. Now, being the general manager of Turkey, we made this work in Turkey, but this is a source of satisfaction for all of the group. This is the third bridge on the Bosphorus that will start operating in August 2016. Now, let me go back to the issue which I mentioned before, the big effort that we made commercially, that the group made during the first 6 months of the year. We put in place a number of actions, commercially speaking, and we, as I said, refocused our attention on EPC contracts. Over the past 6 months, we secured for ourselves 2 billion euros worth of new orders, of which 1.7 billion are EPC contracts. Let me also remind you a number of things which are being now part of our contracts, the Brenner Base Tunnel, and then the ESO project. Astaldi's share is 60% there. And then we also have in our backlog the Hospital of Fredericksburg. In Chile, we acquired another portion of galleries for 460 million euro related to the Chuquicamata contract. We also acquired a project, an EPC contract in Romania of some 100 million euros, and in Poland we have some works that we acquired worth 250 million euros overall. I will not mention all of the projects there. Now, as I said, focusing on our commercial activity and on acquiring of new orders, new contracts, why am I dwelling on this? As you know, our goal is that of refocusing gradually our business towards constructions. Our backlog with this type of works is now 50% represented by construction works, EPC contracts. And so now we have a backlog of some 29 billion euros at the moment, of which 19 billion euros are being executed and 9.5 billion euros are the ones which come from construction, and 9.1 billion euros from concessions. Let me add something else very briefly. Among the options here, we do not list a number of tenders which are still to be assigned, where we turned out to be first or second. And in the next few months, we hope that we should have some positive news from Chile. Three hospitals were bidded by us. These are tenders with a number of different elements. And here we are speaking of around 370, 400 million euros. We are also received provisional tenders in the USA for 100 million euros. In Romania, motorways projects again. We were kind of excluded a few months ago from the bidding contest. Then a number of checks were made and we came back with our own bid, which turned out to be competitive. And if this tender was assigned, were to be assigned to us, we should have lots of motorways accounting for 600, 700 million euros. So the commercial structure of the group really has given a strong momentum to its activities to refocus our business on EPC contracts. Now, all I said is not included in the options of the current backlog. Now, let me go back to Canada for a second. Slide number 7 of the presentation. I don't have to add something more of what than what I said at the beginning. As you remember, in different occasions, we said that Canada had an initial period of difficulties, and we had to sit down with the customers to renegotiate the contract. Now, since we reached this bridge agreement with the customer, the bridge agreement was signed in July last, this agreement envisages three fundamental elements. Now, first of all, the new baseline was approved. It required months of work because the work program of such a complex project does not depend on the works to be done by Astaldi. There are some other companies that are working there. And so I have to say we had a very good cooperation with the customer, and we had to review the new baseline different times to be able to approve the one that we approved. From here, we shall have a number of economic benefits, but we shall have to wait for a few months. Now, the agreement is positive also because the customer said to be available to fund the works which are to be made from now to the final settlement of the negotiation, from now to the end of negotiation, so over and above the original contract value. And another fundamental element of this agreement is down payments. And I think that there are all of the conditions for us to find a final solution to the problem. I'm very confident, considering the very good relations and the very good cooperation that we managed to achieve with the customer, and I believe that within the end of the year, this issue should be solved. Now, let me now focus on a second on two other countries. One is Turkey and the other is Venezuela. Now, of course, as you know, the political situation in Turkey is well known, and it's not up to me to make comments about the political situation of Turkey. I can only say what concerns our operations. Our construction yards continue to operate. We never had problems. Our people are there. They continue to work. We have completed without any problem the first part of the Izmir motorway and bridge. We completed with the Turkish partner the third bridge on the Bosphorus, which will start operations in August. We continue working on Italic Hospital in Ankara. So activities, operations continue smoothly and have no problem because of the political situation. And I have to say that the operation of the Gebze Izmir has regular traffic is very reassuring. Now, let me remind you that the first stage of the Gebze Izmir motorway, hence the financial commitment. Now, we had during the first stage to pay the equity for this project, which is some 1.4 billion euros. With the refinancing that we did for this project, the second stage will not need another injection of equity. So we made some big efforts in the first phase, and we managed also to refinance the project, and the second phase will not require equity injection. Now, we also completed the third bridge on the Bosphorus, and most of the portion was paid in within June. We still have something to pay from here to the end of the year, but negligible amounts. So we made a strong financial commitment from the beginning of the year till now. And when we presented the strategy plan, we said that this company this year at the beginning had to make a considerable effort financially to be able to continue to work along our plan. As to Venezuela is concerned, we have no big novelties. As I told you, we stopped our activities. We only have, people there to safeguard and to protect the works and the construction yards, but no activity actually is going on in Venezuela. We have constant contacts between the Italian government and the counterparty, and we are trying to talk with the customers so as to be able to get the certified credits that are due to us. Please remember that based on the financial structure, the first payments were to be made in 2017, and so we took for ourselves a considerable amount of time to be able to manage this period of time. So let me go back to the strategy plan targets. Let me go back to the pillar of financial strength. Now, if you go to page 9, you see that there are a number of very precise goals and targets, and people are working on this, and we're very confident about our capability to meet these targets. So reduction of 50% of the gross debt, of the net debt, from 2016 to 2020, and then refocusing on EPC and approaching concessions in a different way. In 2015, concessions were 800 million. They will have to be 400 million. So, as I said, reduction of debt, disposal of assets, rationalization is a very important commitment as well, and with the top management we have decided to rationalize as well on big projects, refocusing on EPC contracts, and then stronger management and better management of the working capital. Now, in this first 6 months, since we had to make efforts on our industrial activities, which meant that we had to complete some fundamental works which were planned and scheduled, of course the first 6 months of the year is affected by this industrial commitment, and we shall see later on the results. But as I said before, the results that we have achieved are part of what we envisaged and what we wanted to achieve in our strategy plan. At this point, I'd like to move on to page 10 of the presentation, which represents the new covenant that we renegotiated with banks, spanning the whole strategy plan, which means big flexibility for us in managing our activities. Now, as you can see on the chart of slide 10 on the right, you see the two covenants that you know quite well by now. You can see the net debt, EBITDA, and equity, debt equity. So these are the two ratios which are very well known. We have another covenant which is related to the gross debt. Now, being able to renegotiate the covenants was of fundamental importance. As you can see, the ratios tended to decrease. This is due to the fact that the debt of the company is going to decrease, and these covenants meet exactly our requirements, and it is consistent, it is compatible with what we set for ourselves in the strategy plan. Now, please remember that these values have quite a big headroom, because we managed to secure some flexibility based on our evaluations, on our assessments. Now, this kind of completes the first part of the presentation. I wanted during the first part of the presentation to focus once again your attention and my attention on the strategy plan and the related targets. And I wanted also to explain what has happened over the first 6 months of the year. The targets of the strategy plan are fundamental for all the group, which is strongly committed on achieving these targets, and the results of the first 6 months of 2016 are reassuring in this direction. Let me now move on to the results of H1 2016. Now, revenues. Page 12, revenues 1.4 billion euros in the first 6 months of 2016. Now, if you compare this to the first half of 2015, revenues, you can see, slightly went up by 0.6%. Well, this is a result that we had expected to achieve in this manner. H2, the second part of the year, is usually stronger. The new contracts that we secured for ourselves will make it so that production in H2 will give us the possibility to go up to more than 3 billion euros of revenue. So we confirm the revenues are going to be above 3 billion euros in 2016 full year. And then, as you can see here, for comparison purposes, not only you find the figures of the first half of 2015, but also the second part of 2015, to give you an idea of comparing EBITDA and EBIT. Now, in the first half of 2015, we had a decrease of the EBITDA and EBIT versus the first half of 2015. Now, please remember that we also accounted for the issue of Canada and a number of other factors. And then you can see the difference between the first half of 2015 and the second half of 2015. In the second part of 2015, things kind of realigned. Nowadays, we are back to the values which are more in line with what our company is. So you can see EBITDA, 199 million, 159 million for EBIT, EBITDA margin, 41.2%. The change, whereas EBIT is 56.8% up. Now, 14.6 and 11.4% is the EBITDA margin, EBIT margin respectively in the first half of 2016. This is above the targets of the strategy plan. As a matter of fact, we benefit in the first half of the year of the completion of some works which release margins. At the end of the year, these two values will be in line with the strategy plan targets. The EBITDA margin was set to be 12% and the EBIT margin around 10%. Now, let me give you another element that you find in the table before getting to the last line of the net income. Now, another one-off is represented by 18.1 million euros, which is the financial charges related to the disposal of A4 holding. We sold the A4 holding at book value with payments envisaged in 6 years. In order to have the money cashed in September this year, we actualized the value, which gave us a financial charge of 18.1 million euros that we had to post in the first part of the year because the contract was signed in the first part of the year, and for transparency purposes, we did so. Now, what we haven't posted is the cash-in, which will occur in September. So the part of the net indebtedness will benefit from the cash-in of 110 million euros that will occur in September, and which were not posted in this moment. Now, if you now go to the balance sheet, page 13, here you can see a In March 2016, we had 902.9 million euros of total fixed assets, which at the end of the first half of 2016 are 980 million euros. This is due to equity injection and what I mentioned before. Now, the industrial efforts made it so that in this moment we see an increase in the net working capital, but we were aware of this. Please remember, and incidentally, we could not benefit the most from a number of contractual advance payments because the completion of certain works made it so that we had to give back the advance payments for that work. And these money that we returned were made up for some other advance payments that we received from a new project. So we didn't have any benefit from this. Now, what we get in the second part of the year will certainly help us manage the working capital. This is why you see the working capital going up now. Strong industrial efforts, the effect we had to give back some advance payments on contracts, which neutralized what we received. And in the second part of the year, we shall have an improvement also of the net working capital management. Please remember that at the end of the five-year period, we said that the working capital has to go down to below 20%. It stands now at 24%. Another comment I'd like to make, which is quite important and which relates to the net debt, which in the first part of the year accounted for 1.374 billion euros. By the end of the year, our forecast is a net debt to be around 1.1 billion euros. We shall see it later on, where you see the different items making up the reduction of the net debt, so the disposal of assets, the improvement of the net working capital management, and a number of factors that we shall see later on. With another slide, gross debt, as you can see, didn't change much. It has almost remained flat. And now the figures, the results I presented are in line and are consistent with our forecasts. Now, if you now go to page 14 of the presentation, you will see more clearly what I said when I was talking about the net debt. Please remember that at the end of 2015, to be more precise, in December 2015, our net debt was 988 million euros. Then you can see operating cash flow, 99 million euros, and then the working capital, 383 million euros. So it absorbed 383 million euros, CapEx, 86 million euros, which are partly represented by investments in concession business and partly also construction projects, and then dividends, and the net financial position at the end of June 2016, 1,378,000,000. Net debt. Now, what is going to occur in the second part of the year is represented on the right of the slide, a decrease in the working capital. We set up a working capital task force, which is working and has been working for a couple of months, and in the second part of the year we shall be having interesting results from this. And then further containment of CapEx, this is something that we have to contribute when it comes to concessions, and then the cash-in from A4 Holding, 110 million euros. At the end of the year, our forecast is that the net debt should be 1.1 billion euros. If you now move to page 15, you'll find the last slide of our presentation. Please, here, I'd like to remind you the targets that we set ourselves with the strategy plan, so revenue, 7% growth, CAGR, EBITDA margin around 12%, and EBIT margin around 10%. So these are the strategy plan targets. Now, as far as 2016 are concerned, we confirm that revenues will be above 3 billion euros and the EBITDA margin and EBIT margin will be in line with our targets. Now, this during this presentation, I tried to give you all the necessary facts and information while I decided to connect back to the strategy plan, since this is fundamental for the group, is, as I said at the beginning, a compass for the group, and whatever we do looks at the strategy plan. So I had to mention the strategy plan different times during the presentation, but I think that this is a due clarification. At this point, the presentation has been concluded. We can now take your questions. Thank you.